Moving on to talk about education in general and education in your country, what things would you like to have learnt at school?
Well, as I sort of mentioned before, I would have liked to have learnt more life skills type things. By that I mean very basic things, I think, when you're at school about how to approach, for example, renting a flat, paying bills, budgeting, general accounts. I think they're things that maybe some people do naturally, but for me, I struggled with those sort of things when I started out. I think these sort of life skills, you know, tax, what is tax, paying tax, filling in forms, insurance, all these sort of things that you come across and you have to be able to do when you leave school and you get a job or you work for yourself. They're all things that could be so much easier if you had a little bit of preparation and help and support before you actually had to do them. And I think that would be so much more useful than some of the things I learned when I was at school, which I have never used and would never really want to use. So that would definitely be one thing that I would recommend, but that I would have liked to have learnt when I was at school.
How has education in your country changed since your parents studied?
Well, one very important thing, I think, one very important aspect is, well, I'm a woman and I have been through the education system and gone to university and have not suffered at all from any discrimination of the fact that I am a woman. I could study exactly what I wanted. But when my parents were at school, my mother, she became a secretary because that was what was expected of a woman at that stage. So she went to secretarial college. And I'm sure she would have been capable of doing an awful lot more. But because she was a woman, that is what was expected of a woman. You would get a job and become a secretary or something similar. And then you would probably get married and you would stop working and you would look after the kids. That is obviously no longer the case. And I think that's a very important difference.
Does education fit the current needs of the society where you live?
To be honest, I don't know very much about education currently in Britain, as in terms of primary and secondary education. To know, my understanding is that it is better than it was when I was at school. It is more practical. I think children are involved a lot more in sort of project work, team building activities. It's less strictly academic and it's more applied in a lot of schools to the real world, which is very positive. But to be honest, I don't really know much more than that.
Do you think that education prepares people for the world of work?
Well, as I said, it didn't when I went through the educational system in Britain. It really didn't at all, to be honest. And now I am under the impression that, yes, it does more. But I don't know. To be honest, for example, now I live in Spain and there's unemployment is incredibly high for young people in Spain. And I don't think the educational system is preparing people for that and the fact that they are probably going to have to look for jobs outside Spain and move abroad is definitely not preparing them for it linguistically. The general level of language learning in Spain is very, very low. And so in that aspect, definitely not.
Okay, thank you very much. That's the end of the speaking test.